Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer. Coming off a split over the weekend as they took on Dominican, won very, very impressive in that game, a game that was never really even close. They ended up beating Dominican in easy fashion, only to lose a heartbreaker the next night to Dixie State by 3 points. You know, all in all, we talked a little bit before the before going on with the program. All in all, a pretty good performance on the part of your team, it sounds like.
Well, I was really proud of our I was really proud of our team over the weekend. I thought they really competed hard. I mean, in both games, from opening tip off until the end, we were after people. And the Dominican game, I know we missed 10 bunnies in the first half. Not uncharacteristic of what we did at Augustana. I mean, 10 bunnies. I mean, and these I thought were even more wide open. And in this instance, we didn't let it affect us mentally. We kept the metal. We kept our foot on the pedal. Our defense created tons of opportunities for us in transition. And, you know, this Dominican team beat Western Oregon, played right with they were down just a couple points to Northwest Nazarene on Saturday night. Nazarene hits 5 threes to start the second half in the first 5 minutes and kind of blows it open, but they never go away. So, you know, again, all in all, I think that was a, you know, a very quality win for us. You know, Dixie State, I thought we just battled. I mean, they're very good. They've beaten Nazarene. They've beaten Central Washington in our conference. And we had every opportunity to win the game. Gotten some really difficult foul trouble. We had the 5 fouls called on us in about a 40-second period of time that put Hodge and Derek on the bench. They were at the before the five fouls, they were at 2 fouls each, and then all of a sudden they're sitting over there next to me. But we didn't, you know, we didn't hang our heads. We just kept fighting. You know, DeAndre had a chance to win the game with 3 seconds to go. We execute down you know, after he misses that, we foul. We execute our end game play to perfection, and you know. And somehow, when Lasha tried to shoot the ball to tie the game, the ball didn't come out of his hands. Let's just put it that way. And so, you know, but again, I think, you know, it was some really good basketball that we played this weekend. And so I'm really excited with the growth that we've made over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I've been wanting to ask you, and we'll talk about some of the individual performances, because just looking at it, and obviously I didn't get to see the games, but just looking at the stats, a couple of people really in particular stepped up for you, but kind of graded so far. Obviously the most important thing, even beyond wins and losses at this point of the season, is what kind of improvement are you seeing? Kind of grade us up to this point, because it does appear that we're making some of those strides that you've been talking about that you like to see from week to week and game from game, game to game.
Well, we are 3-2, but we played a pretty... You know, I think we played a pretty intensified schedule. We played 3 games out, 2 games at home. We've put our kids in a situation where they played a lot of veteran teams, a lot of experienced teams, and teams that are, you know, Dixie, for example, they're ranked second in their conference in the preseason polls. And, you know, Colorado Christian was ranked second. Augustana is a, you know, top 25 team. And so, I mean, we played some pretty good competition in it, and I think that it's helped us overall. Where I think we're getting better is at the defensive end of the floor. I think we're more assertive. And the thing that I like, too, is that if you look at our box on the season, we've got a whole bunch of people that are in double digits. We don't have anybody at 30, but we have a lot of balance to scoring. And each night, you know, maybe DeAndre shows up with 19, or, you know, maybe Derek shows up with 19 or 20. Or Hodge shows up with 19 or 20. So I think those types of teams are hardest to prepare for, where you have multiple people that, you know, Lasha comes in with 19, DeVell, something like that. You know, those guys are all capable of big nights and have had those kind of nights for us throughout the season.
Yeah, I want to talk about those two in particular when we come back in the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Over the years, Hanser's Automotive has earned quite a reputation for their transmission work. But some have forgotten about their general repair and fleet work, well known for their expertise in carburation to fuel injection, diesel trucks, small cars, foreign cars, brakes, and tune-ups. Hansers has the top ASE-certified master technicians in the area to get the job done right. No matter what kind of vehicle, Hansers can repair it. Call 248-7795. See all that they can do or visit them online at Hansers.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer. The Montana State Billings men's basketball team coming off a split on the road in St. George, Utah, just rolling over Dominican and losing a heartbreaker to Dixie State. You mentioned a couple of players in particular. Let's talk about them. DeAndre Chambers, and you know the interesting thing about DeAndre, and I don't know, maybe it was different this time, but I know he's been coming off the bench for you. He certainly did at home. He comes up with 34 points over the two games. You got Lasha Pargalavan. I don't think the hometown fans have really got to see Lasha at his best. But obviously those are two performances, particularly when you got a guy like DeAndre, who I guess you might call him your sixth, seventh man or whatever. You come off the bench and score 34 points. I mean, that obviously is going to bode well for a team down the stretch.
Well, we try not to get caught up in who starts.
Sure.
The thing that DeAndre can do for us is he can come in and play the one, the two, or the three. And he's got so much energy, and he's got such a motor. When he gets in the game, you know, I think you have a tendency after this weekend to look at how many points he scores, but what he does for you is he's such a defender. He's you know, I would think hands down our best defensive player. He rebounds. I mean, he really gets after the boards. I mean, he attacks the glass. And he's probably our best overall athlete. So, you know, all those things are, you know, exciting. The fact that he's a junior and we have him for another year, that's even more exciting. But, you know, he really played well this weekend. He always draws the assignment of the other team's best player. You know, nothing that he does surprises us. He goes the hardest in practice every single day. So he's been a tremendous find for us.
And talk about Lasha, you know, I mentioned when I saw Lasha, there was a guy that I couldn't help but think when I was watching him, I said, boy, this guy's going to just gun in 30 one of these days. He just seems like one of those guys that if he got hot, obviously from an offensive standpoint, he did a pretty nice job for it.
Well, you know, he's got the ability to take to you know, catch the ball and rip it and get it to the rim, and he can shoot the three from the outside. So, you know, our biggest challenge for him is to get him to calm his game down a little bit. Sometimes I think he gets a little bit too much in a rush, and I think as he gets more comfortable with what we're trying to do, he'll play more comfortable. And when he plays more comfortable, he's going to be more productive. He played with a great deal of comfort this weekend, and he missed probably 3 or 4 one-foot shots in both games. I mean, he's not doing it on purpose. It's not because he's not concentrating. They just tricked off. But he also made some very difficult shots for us and made some big plays for us. And he plays with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, and so he's fun to coach.
Yeah, you talk about that loss against Dixie State. You take a look at Derek, you know, he ends up with 4 points. Obviously, that had a lot to do with foul trouble. He fouls out with 5. Brad Hodge, who's just having an outstanding year, I see again, he's 4 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He ends up with 11 points despite fouling out. Again, Kirk Blaine has 4 fouls. You take that out of the mix, and you got to look at Derek Wright and figure Derek's going to score 4 points with his eyes closed, you know, and not to put it on one player. But again, you just lose by, if you go into a game against a team like Dixie State and they tell you ahead of time Derek's only going to have 4 points, you're probably very, very concerned. The fact that you had a chance to win that game, despite the fact that maybe you didn't get the point production out of him that you would have liked. Again, I think that's one thing. And, you know, I know you're not into getting patted on the back for losses. But again, if you take a look at that number, obviously, you know, that, again, shows that this team can rally around even when one player might be struggling a little bit for whatever reason.
Well, we do think we have depth. You know, the foul issues that we had on our front line were, you know, we can't candy coat it and, you know, wish it hadn't happened. I mean, it was definitely a factor in the game. I mean, Kirk Blaine, I think he plays 8 minutes, has 4 fouls. I know Hickman comes in the game, plays 3 minutes or 2 minutes or something like that. He has 3 fouls. That one period of time where we lost, you know, Derek and Hodge to, you know, the multiple fouls was just, that was a big factor in the game, because I thought those two guys have been, you know, they're shooting 60-some percent from the field. So we're getting them basketballs in situations where they can go make plays. I thought Tyler Hansen came in and played really good minutes for us. I mean, he didn't score hardly any points, but, you know, we have more quality frontline players, more experience. Kurt's playing better. Hansen's, you know, his experience has been good for us. Poor Hickman, I do. I think, you know, I think that he gets penalized for being big. I do. I mean, one guy made a foul call on him on Saturday. He said he pushed him with his hands. Well, I can tell you that, you know, I bark pretty hard at Hick when he's got his hands anywhere near somebody, because I know they're automatically going to call him for a foul. And so he's got both hands away and the guy's bodying into him. So I said to the official, I says, hey, I says, now if you want to call a foul on him because he's big and you know, you just thought he was excessively big, then I got that. But don't tell me he put his hands on him. It wasn't even close. He didn't do that. So, you know, it's, time goes on, we'll figure out how to get that. We'll figure out how to posture that. But anyway, I think our, you know, our frontline plays has been playing really well. The foul problems that we had on Saturday night's game were certainly a factor. The best thing for us is that we get to play these guys again on the 21st of December.
Yeah, that's right, and looking forward to that one. Devell Jackson, of course, you know, when I got to see him at home, I was so incredibly impressed with him. All important, I call it the quarterback position, you know, that point guard position. Devell, continue to play well for you on the road?
Well, in the Dominican game, I think, what do you have, 7 steals or 8 steals or some silly number like that? I mean, that's not the first time he's done that since he's been here, and he's got really long arms, and so he's really deceptive. And so there were 2 or 3 back-to-back plays in a row in the Dominican game where they're trying to push the ball. They want to run, which is great, because that's what we want to do. We would prefer to play somebody we don't have to generate tempo with that want to come out and run, and they want to run. And so I know back-to-back plays, the guy has the ball, he's about 10 or 12 feet in the backcourt, going to launch a pass up the floor, and DeVell just jumps up and grabs it, and boom, lays it up. They come back, and the guy throws the same pass again, almost mirror Cobbin, and he just jumps up and grabs it, and lays it up. So the horn blows, and they're subbing the guy out, and he's just looking at his coach going, "What? What am I supposed to do?" And so, having somebody with his ability, DeVell's ability to create off the bounce and then find people in situations is certainly a plus for us.
And talk about the game coming up. We mentioned Dixie State, but before that, we got a game on Friday against Northern New Mexico College. It's originally listed at 6 p.m., but actually going to have it at 6:30 at Alterowitz Gym. We'll be talking about that game coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
I quit to reduce my chances of breast cancer.
I quit because smoking's expensive. Now I can afford more toys.
I quit because I made up my mind this time. I called the free quit line, and they're helping me keep my word.
I quit for lots of reasons. We'd love to hear yours. Please call the free Montana quit line today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer. Montana State Billings men's basketball team 3-2 on the year and looking to move to 4-2 as they host Northern New Mexico College this Friday at 6:30. Okay, let's talk about, we've kind of graded it up this point. Obviously, you're seeing that kind of improvement. What sort of things are you sort of working on this week that you kind of took out of last week, again, kind of as part of that maturation process for this team?
Well, I think what we have to do is go back and continue to improve on all the facets of the game. We have to get better defensively. We have to get better with our offense. We have to continue to take care of the ball. We have to continue to shoot. Right now, I think this is a stage of the season for us where, you know, with finals around the corner, you don't need to be throwing a lot of new stuff in. What you really need to do is make sure that what we do, we're doing better and better and better. And we as coaches, you know, we need to keep our thumb on it and keep the intensity level the way that we've had it so that we can carry that into the games on Fridays.
Talked about the fact that it was nice against Dominican because you didn't have to, force the tempo at all, that they kind of did that fast court off, you know, that they were, you know, they had the fast court going, and, that really kind of worked into your advantage there. What are the keys when we talk about tempo? I can imagine, keeping the other team's shooting percentage down. Obviously, the more defensive rebounds you can get, the more that allows you to kind of dictate that up-tempo offense, certainly on the defensive end, steals and things of that nature. What are some of those things that a team can do when a team wants to slow things down a little bit and you'd say, you know what, rather than forcing it, this is what we need to do to get it more in our tempo?
Well, there's only two ways to control tempo. Hold the ball, you know, if that's what you want to do to slow the game down, and to play with pressure defense. Because, you know, pressure defense creates offensive opportunities. And so it's hard to run if you're not getting stops. And so for us to play at a level that we want to play at, we need to get defensive stops and we need to exert some pressure. And we have to be smart about it. We're not into kamikaze type defense, but we do need to be in a situation where we're playing with, you know, playing smart enough in what we do. But we exert pressure. Now, people who want to run, they're going to take the ball out of the basket quickly. They're going to race it up the floor and try and score. Both of these teams wanted to do that, that we played this weekend. And we like to do that. And we think that's a more enjoyable way, and it fits our personnel.
Now, when we talk about, and I got to be honest with you, this is probably why it's so terrible at college. I'm not much for research, but I don't know anything about Northern New Mexico College. Tell us about them and what they bring to the table against you this weekend.
Well, they're a really, really athletic basketball team. I just got off the phone with one of the Division I teams that they played and talked about them, and they said, hey, these guys, you know, in the first quarter of the game against I think it was Utah Valley, they were up 15-9. They've got some people that they can isolate and take you one-on-one to the basket, and they can make plays. They've got a lot of guys in the 6'5 area that are bouncy and can bounce the basketball. So we're going to have to do a really good job of staying in front of them. They play multiple defenses. They'll show you some 1-3-1, some 1-2-2, some 2-3, and some man-to-man, some three-quarter court. And so, you know, we have to be cognitive of what defenses are coming at us and make sure that we're in the right offenses to attack that. They play very physical. It appears to me that they want to get up and down the floor, which is a positive thing for us, but probably they're thinking that's a positive thing for them. I mean, just because we think it's great that somebody wants to run up and down doesn't necessarily mean that's always in your advantage. So, you know, we're going to have to come out and play really hard and really smart. This is a team that's played a lot of good people, so they're not going to walk into anybody's gym and go, oh my God, these guys are really good. They played people with a lot better records than ours right now. So, and they've got some veteran kids that have done it before, so this is going to be a really, really good test for us on Friday night.
Again, we want to stress that Friday night's game is at 6:30, not at 6 o'clock as originally scheduled, as Montana State Billings gets set to take on Northern New Mexico College at 6:30 this Friday. And then they're off until Monday, December 21st, when they'll have that rematch at home against Dixie State. George Pfeiffer, congratulations on what appears to be a pretty nice weekend for you, and looking forward to the game on Friday.
Thank you so much.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.